try to go quickly. Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
The last update I provided was in June of this past year, and we talked about the changes that we need to make because of the landfill closing. And just in a summary, our municipal solid waste trash will need to go to the transfer station, a new location, whereas our yard waste, construction debris, and recycling will still continue out at the Eubanks Road site. Quickly, you recognize these trucks. The fully automated side loader is used for residential, front loader for our commercial, boom truck for brush piles. The one thing that has come to light since the last time we talked, there is now the possibility of another transfer station, and I believe I touched on this briefly at June. And you can see just a little bit of the comparison. The distance is the same, but the travel time is a little quicker. This this one is out kind of southeast Durham off of 147, whereas the city of Durham one is in the northeast part of town around on 85. So there is a little bit of difference here, and it really shows up in the labor hours, although not significantly enough that we still need to make the change. Here's a little bit of the cost analysis. And this is different from when we met the last time. The rate we had the last time was assuming Orange County tipping fee was going up, and it did not. It is now at $57. We've adjusted the fuel, and you see slightly then the difference in the additional annual costs. When you're looking at the tipping, looking at the tipping fee difference, these are current rates, and these are ones that have been floated, but we will need to negotiate and meet with these people to get some sort of final number. The change in the collection for the dumpster service, we now do it all in easily in an hour, and excuse me, in one day with one truck, but with the additional almost 2 hours of driving time, we won't, and that's why we need an additional truck, which was approved. And is in the process, we are purchasing that. So we're moving along with that aspect. Probably the most significant change then is in the single family residential. And this is what was proposed in June, and where we have one truck out now for 4 days and two trucks on Friday, yard waste Wednesday through Friday. We are now proposing to go to 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with two trucks, and this way we don't have to add any equipment, and we can still accomplish the same amount, and actually an improved level of service, because now we can pick up the yard waste in the early part of the week on Mondays and Tuesdays, and since most people do yard waste on weekends, I think this is a nice improvement. Plus, we'll get it in 2 days instead of three, so we're concentrating the operations. And I just wanted to quickly... the other important aspect, we have a plan here on the, this is the map that's in your packet, and basically the town will be broken up into, let me try to bring this down here real quick, into the blue at the bottom is Wednesday, yellow is Thursday, and the red at the top is Friday. And there will be two trucks in each of these routes. And then the town will basically be divided in half when it comes to yard waste. On the one, again, it'll be the first and third of the month, and then the second and fourth. So Wednesday, the blue at the bottom and half of the yellow will be picked up 1 week, and then the following week will be the other half of the yellow and the red. Basically the same kind of way that we're split now, but done more efficiently. Can see you're all, oops, here we go back.
No,
to
that's
this.
Impressive, George. I mean, you've obviously put a whole lot of thought and effort into it.
Yeah, and I wish Chris Clark was here tonight who did the, who had done all the, doggone it, I'm sorry.
This is higher math.
Right now I can't click the right button, so.
Well, I didn't compliment you on your AV skills, so that's okay. That's.
There we go. Okay, so this is the plan that we're proposing. It avoids three Monday holidays for rescheduling trash, although two of those we will have to do the yard waste. and we'll have to adjust for the other holidays, which we currently do. So people will either be moved up or moved behind accordingly. This is kind of the plan for the implementation. We've already talked about purchasing the new truck. We'll begin our education program in April, starting with online maps and so forth. We update our brochure every 2 years, and it works out that that's the schedule this year. So we're taking this opportunity then to not only implement the new schedule and tell people of their new day, and roughly two-thirds to three-quarters of the town will have a new day, but same level of service. So once we get through a couple of days and people's memories are challenged, we'll make it. And then FY 13-14, we're looking at hiring one solid waste equipment operator to offset the lost productivity. And then the switch will be pulled on the week of July 1st, which is a Monday.
Wow.
These are areas of continued collaboration with the county as well as Chapel Hill, initiation of a new interlocal government agreement, potential siting and construction of a new transfer station, possible reestablishment of the SWAB group, and then both towns, Chapel Hill and our town, has expressed an interest in organics collection and disposal, and pay-as-you-throw has been broached again. And I think what I noted in the report that the town will begin researching, it's been 5 years since we did any detail on this, so we'll begin looking at this to see if there's some potentials.
Go ahead.
Thanks, George, for these updates. I read the report Chapel Hill put out, and in it, it doesn't favor pay-as-you-throw or organics collection as much, but I encourage you to check it out. And why they aren't encouraging pay-as-you-throw is that they haven't really sussed out the RFID technology and weight technology to the degree in the retrofit sense that I think is possible. And I think there's an opportunity as we disincentivize and by raising the cost on pay-as-you-throw in a way that would basically tax trash, essentially, to the point where a quarter of our waste that is food, people really take seriously making that compost in their own homes. It would make organic disposal a lot more viable, not in the sense of shipping it, which is why it's so unpalatable in that study, because it's just an added cost of more trucks to take to Brooks and the tipping fees and all that's involved, but thinking more in lines of having that be processed on site by residences, you know, to really make that as a viable, but thinking of pay-as-you-throw in tandem with organics so that we can really be incentivizing with a lot of like fossil fuels, for example. There's the idea that if we could only tax the things we don't want so that people could thereafter redirect money towards the things that we want, this is the case in point of an opportunity in that regard.
I think I pointed out that no matter what we do here with pay-as-you-throw, there's things that need to be kept in mind, the compatibility with our collection system, and this is what Chapel Hill's wrestling with as well, since they're looking at possibly changing enforcement, budget impacts, effectiveness of the reduction. You know, you go to all of this, and if you don't reduce a lot, much like what you're saying, there may be a better way of doing it instead of collecting it, that it be done in the home or in the yard, and then waste shifting, that you don't have one town and then things show up elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all I have.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
That's really helpful. I would just like to, before we wrap up this item, just point out to the board that one issue that our county commissioners need to make a decision about that has kind of been delayed as various options, solid waste options, have been studied, is the possibility of going from those the kind of two different blue bins that we have right now that you carry out to the curb, to going to a rollout cart system for the recycling collection. Mm-hmm. I think the county was poised to implement the rollout cart system year and a half or 2 years ago, but because of all the sort of turmoil in the solid waste world, they've been holding off on doing that. And having looked at that issue in some detail, I just want to point out that it would actually reduce the cost of collection, so that the cost of purchasing the carts, the cost of the county of purchasing the carts over a course of about 3 or 4 years, all of that money is returned in terms of the savings on the contract for the collection cost. And also, and I think almost more importantly, having rollout carts would make participating in the recycling programs much easier, especially for people with disabilities or senior citizens or people who don't have a whole lot of upper body strength, that a rollout cart is simply easier to use. And the experience in other communities has apparently been that when switching to a rollout cart, that they experience a significant increase in the amount of participation. That's what happened in Durham. They went to that type of system. And so I'm hopeful that we can kind of help the county commissioners see that that there's really no longer any reason to be waiting and holding back on that, that our community, you know, wants a rollout cart system and that we should go ahead and do it. So
just to point out, in that study I pointed out that buying the carts with RFID already in it is $1 versus retrofitting, which is $10. So I want to encourage the county to consider that option so that we can take advantage of the technology and further incentivize recycling.
That's an interesting point. All right. Very good. Well, I think that brings
us. We have a resolution on that. I'll move attachment A.
Thank you. All right. It's been moved for attachment A and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed. Matter passes unanimously.
Dan's last resolution.
I believe that brings us to this item that I have before me. I'm going to go up to the podium to